Welcome to the Security in 5 podcast. I'm Drew, the Binary Blogger. This is a short program that brings you security news, tips, advice, and opinions in the area of information, IT, and general security in about 5 minutes. Quick to listen to, easy to understand. The more aware you are, the more secure you can be. This is Security in 5. Thanks for listening. Episode 382 of Security in 5, and today I want to start off a new little mini-series or set of episodes that will come up from time to time called Listener Q&A. Question and answers that come in from all the listeners and feedback that I get throughout the day. And not 2 minutes ago, I just got off a Facebook chat with a listener who had some various questions around credit freezes, and he threw out a question at the end that I thought, this is a fantastic, heavy question, perfect for a podcast episode. So I'm going to strip out some of the details just to keep some anonymity here, but I want to throw out there, if you have any questions out there that you would like to hear as a podcast episode, drop me a line on my binaryblogger.com email, on Facebook, on my Proton mail, email account. All of the contact information is in every show note to reach out to me. Send it out. I'll take a look at it. I will respond to it and create a podcast episode. But this is where it came out to be. So here's what his question was and his situation. So he had an account, I'm not going to say the service, but he had an account that was compromised last year or earlier this year. Thankfully, the account didn't have any type of sensitive information, but either way, a compromise is a compromise. In his mind, he turned on the security switch. He turned on multi-factor authentication, looked into credit freezes, looking into a VPN, and everything else that is recommended and best practices, because he's a loyal listener, thank you very much, and takes my recommendations to heart. But as a young college student, the anxiety of school plus all of this makes it very hard to function. And his question is how do you deal with the fear of internet security? I may have the correct tools in place, but there's always this overhanging feeling of dread that I'll wake up to an email that I have been breached somewhere or somehow. So how do you do that? And that's a heavy question. So how do you deal with the anxiety of security? So as a personal individual, dealing with security is one thing. Then you take an individual like myself or a career professional who is dealing with the other side of it, where not only do I have my own security and my family's security and my friend's security to help and guide, I'm working with multi-billion dollar companies with tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of customers, individuals, data in their systems, and how do we keep them secure? How do we keep the application secure? And so on and so forth. But with that anxiety, at the end of the day, whether we're talking with one individual or 100 million individuals, the security challenges, different applications, of course, are relatively, you're going to approach it the same way. Different scales, of course. And the anxiety is and when I responded to him and I said, the anxiety is really no different than your house. How do you deal with the daily anxiety that someone's not going to break into your house in the middle of the night and come into your bedroom while you're sleeping? That is the same type of thing with when you're dealing with an internet security safety and a breach or a compromise of some sorts. In your home, you're going to make sure that you have good windows, your windows are locked. If you have an alarm system, you turn that on, you lock your doors at night, you have security lights, perhaps security cameras, video doorbells, what have you. You're going to take those necessary precautions and do the best that you can within your budget and time and your acceptance to whatever risks and threats that exist in the outside world around your home. And you're going to do that, and you're going to accept with that. The internet security, or security in general, not just internet security, but security in general, is the same thing. Now, the worst thing that you can do is be naive to it, or think in your mind, whether you're a small business or an individual, you're too small of a target, it will never happen to me. Those are the people that get hit the hardest. I don't need my grandmother to worry about it because it's never going to hit her, and next thing you know, $15,000 are gone because she thought I was in a Mexican jail somewhere. And that's a true story, one of the motivations why I started this podcast. My 90-year-old grandmother fell for something like that, and it was $15,000 out of her accounts before she realized that it was a scam. These things happen. So when you get into the internet security and dealing with all that anxiety, you're aware of it. You're aware of the risks and the threats. That is number one. And that's why I always end every podcast, Security in 5, be aware, be safe. You, just because you are now more aware of the world around you, you can by nature become safer. So what are the things that you do? Well, we do, best practices. We do awareness. We become hesitant. We don't trust everything on the internet. We look at every email very carefully. We have to sometimes slow down, take a step back. If it's too good to be true, it generally is. We have good password practices. Later this week, I have an episode coming out going through a case study of a military contractor that had an insider threat. I'm going to talk about, you know, password best practices. Another episode this week, I'm going to talk about a potential Dell breach, Dell computers, where Dell reset everybody's passwords. And I'm going to tie that into password best practices and the reasons why you don't use passwords, the same password on multiple sites, why you have complex passwords. Then we take endpoint security. We use VPNs to protect our anonymity and our protection to ensure that there's no eavesdroppers or middlemen in between those types of things. We use hard drive encryption. And as you go through all of the tools, and I've done over 300 episodes on this podcast, most of them are focused to individual security tips and tricks, small business tips and tricks, enterprise programs as well. But those things really, they seem like a lot, but they are very easy fixes to slow things down when it comes if you happen to become a target or a victim of opportunity. Hard drive encryption, that sounds complicated, but in Windows 10 Pro editions now, it's a flip of a switch. When we're talking about a VPN, well, that's a paid service. Well, is $2 or $3 or $4 a month worth protecting you from potentially losing your bank accounts or being snooped or et cetera, or your credentials being stolen from your bank, et cetera, those types of things. And over time, it looks like a lot, but my point of all this in the podcast is that it really is simple. It's the little things that can make a big difference. And in security, the saying is that you don't have to be the most secure person on the planet. When it comes to security in the masses, you have to be as secure as you can and just more secure than the guy behind you. And the reason what's behind that is that you don't want people obviously to be hacked or anything like that. But what you're talking about is that hackers are, there's 7 billion people on this planet, so we'll say 2 billion are actively on the internet, depending on the statistics that you see. So there are a lot of targets out there. And cyber criminals are opportunistic. They're also targeted, but they're primarily opportunistic. We're talking malware, phishing, things like that. And they're going to go to the ones that have the easiest path of success. If you're a little bit harder to get through on a blanket attack, they're going to pass over you and go on to somebody else. And really, that's the reality of a lot of the attacks. So when you get into malware, phishing examples, ransomware, those types of things, the small increments can help you become more secure than the other guy and protect you. Now, going back to the anxiety aspect of it, there's risks and there's threats in everything we do in our daily lives. Working on the internet, using the internet for online transactions is really no different than shopping in the store. Well, if you pay a credit card in Target or Walmart, there are a lot of things that you need to be aware of when you use that card. Well, don't drop it on the floor and forget it. That's a big one, right? You're not going to have that problem online necessarily. You're going to have other challenges walking from the parking lot into the store. Look both ways before you cross the street. You know, there's risks and threats all around us, and the internet security shouldn't be bogging you down. It's the fact of life. It is what it is, and I'm not making light of the anxieties or the risks or the challenges around that in this world. I'm just saying you don't need to get wrapped around the axle to keeping you up at night, as long as you are being aware, you know that you're being aware, and you feel that you're doing the best you can to make yourself secure. And most importantly, if you don't know, if you get stuck, if you think you can do more than what you're doing, reach out to an expert, to a professional, ask your security department, ask your IT department, ask a college professor, ask somebody for assistance, because there are more people out there willing to help you become more secure than you realize. And that's why I started this. And this episode and this podcast started from feedback like that. And we had a great conversation. I thought, I'm going to turn this into an episode. And that's the way I would see it. So, and that's what I told him. And I said, now we're going well over 5 minutes on this one, but it's an important topic. And it really is the core center behind this podcast. And what I do from a public-facing standpoint is to reduce that anxiety by increasing awareness and realizing that the fixes to stay secure are numerous. Sure, some things are more technical than others, but at the end of the day, they are really easy to do. And what you have to do is get over that hump of inconvenience and laziness in terms of better security posture and protection for yourself, your family, your financial stability, and so on and so forth. That will then leak into your professional life, that will leak into your personal life, and that will leak into your physical, what I call quote unquote physical life with your home and other things. You'll become more aware of those types of things and going forward, and it actually becomes less anxiety to say, you know what, I know what I'm doing, I'm taking the best precautions that I can, and what happens, happens. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm probably going to jinx myself here, but I've had my credit card compromised online usually once a year. It hasn't happened this year yet, but generally it's once a year, and I do every single thing that I can. I practice everything that I talk about on this podcast, yet my credit card is compromised at some point. The last time it was somebody compromised it and bought German air tickets out of a German airline. Bank called me up, was this you? I says, no, I don't think so. Okay, we'll cancel your card, send you out a new one in a couple of days. Don't know how it happened. I have a suspicion of what retailer it was, but through all the protections that I have, I still have to rely on others to do security as well to keep my data secure, and they didn't do that, and I'm compromised. It just happens. So you do what you can, what you have in control. Don't worry about what is not in your sphere of influence. It is what it is, but as long as you can control what you control, you're doing far better than being naive and ignoring it. Hope that helps. Long episode, the longest one I've done, but it was a big episode, and it got me rolling and thinking. So security in five, be aware, be safe. Thanks for listening, and again, thanks for the feedback. Postscript, if you have a question and you want to hear more listener Q&A, send me a question. I'll be more than happy to turn it into a podcast episode. Thanks again for listening. This concludes another episode of Security in 5. You can find me across the internet under the persona Binary Blogger. Head over to binaryblogger.com to link up with me on whatever social network you prefer. I love feedback and conversations, and if you have a question, comment, or correction on a past episode, drop me a line and I will respond. To get additional information, sign up for my monthly newsletter, and remember, the more aware you are, the more secure you can be. Thanks for listening.